Historically, Silesia has been one of the most important coal basins in Poland and one of the largest in Europe. Mining has been a defining feature of the region since the 18th century, when it became an important mining and industrial hub. However, Silesia, with its strong industrial roots and coal-based economy, is undergoing change. As with the rest of Poland, energy transition is underway. Coal is being phased out, giving way to new, greener technologies, one of which is green hydrogen. To learn more about how the developing green hydrogen economy in Silesia is changing the landscape, economy, and in a way the culture, I'm joined by Radek Gnutek, Director of Hydrogen Project Development at Pol Energia. I visited the Pol Energia offices in Warsaw as part of Inlet on the Road Poland and had the opportunity to talk about how these hydrogen projects have catapulted Pol Energia's decarbonization journey. I'm Pamela Larg, and this is the Energy Transitions Podcast. Radek, thank you so much for welcoming us to your offices here at Pol Energia. And of course, welcome to you to Inlet on the Road and the Energy Transitions Podcast. It's an absolute pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you, Pam. It's a pleasure to meet you.
Tell us a little bit more about Pol Energia and the work that you do here.
So we are privately owned, vertically integrated, and we focus on renewable energy as a product, renewable electricity mainly. We run one CHP driven by natural gas, but we are planning to decarbonize it in the future. So this makes us different, and we want to enable, by providing this decarbonized product, we want to enable our clients to go the decarbonization path. We are providing electric car charging stations. We are putting solar panels on the roofs of our clients. And we are engaged in large-scale solar, wind, and hopefully we can extend this value chain with hydrogen.
So Pol Energia is involved in several different aspects of decarbonization. Are there specific projects that stand out to you as being almost defining this decarbonization journey?
Most definitely, this is my heart with hydrogen. That's why I want to mention especially two projects. We are working on a project which is called H2 Silesia, and the second project is H2 Hack Nowa Sarzewa. The first one, H2 Silesia, is a full-scale, large-scale green hydrogen production facility, which will be located in the Upper Silesia region, which is supported by the European Commission. We've been recently granted the notification by the European Commission to be eligible for enlarged state aid up to 143 million euro. And this is a flagship hydrogen project we are working on right now. But the first project that will define our hydrogen ambitions is H2 Hub Nowa Sarzewa. This is a much smaller project because H2 Silesia is 100 megawatt project. H2 Hub is 5 megawatt, which is still quite sizable compared to what is available on the market. And we are building it in close to the eastern border where our CHP is located. And we hope to use hydrogen for mobility applications. Those are the main projects in the hydrogen sphere. And we are also thinking about the next generation of projects, expanding to other products like e-methanol or even e-kerosene. We have been granted support from National Fund for Research and Development for production, for developing a facility to produce e-kerosene in one of our facilities. It's a research project, so it is much further down the line, but we believe that this is the way forward.
Radek, I'd like to take a moment to drill down into the details around H2 Silesia, because as you say, it's a large project. And it is having an impact not only on the operations of Pol Energia, but on the entire region. Am I correct?
So H2 Silesia will be driven by our renewable electricity assets. which at this moment we have half a gigawatt of installed capacity, but we are developing another 2 gigawatt of assets onshore, and we have extensive development program offshore. So that's around 3,000 megawatt more. So very soon we will have a lot of assets which can comply with European standards, which are defining the hydrogen. It's called RFNBO type of hydrogen, meaning it has to be produced from renewable electricity. The assets which are powering the hydrogen production have to be new to avoid competing with the decarbonization of the conventional coal plants. And we need to make sure that there is a time correlation between producing electricity and consuming it in the hydrogen production. New assets will comply with all those specific requirements. So H2 Silesia will consume this electricity, enabling decarbonization of especially hard-to-abate sectors. Those are like steel production or cement production. We are creating our plant in Silesia because it's a industrial engine of Poland. This is the place where all the big industry is located. It's also a traditionally coal-driven region. So there was a lot of mines, and the coal produced locally was used for driving the industry. This region needs to undergo transition. It needs to be decarbonized, and we want to help this process. Also, when we go away from the coal industry, we need to find a way to provide high-quality jobs for the people locally. So this is the social aspects of our initiative. We want to help also the transitioning this very qualified workforce, which is already there in Silesia region, and help the industry to go into this new energy landscape.
I definitely want to touch on the social aspects again a bit later on, but talking about developing a hydrogen economy, this is not an easy feat. So how are projects like H2 Silesia spurring the development of such an economy here in Poland?
Poland has a very strong hydrogen industry. We are producing, but also consuming locally, around 1 million ton of gray hydrogen produced from natural gas. In the coming years, we need to decarbonize this big volume of hydrogen. We need to provide this volume as green hydrogen as well. This is a challenge because it requires a lot of investments in a completely new area of industry. We haven't had much of electrolyzers in Poland until now. It's a challenge for us because it's a new project, new venture for us, but also for our partners, for off-takers who are not sure if they can trust us because we haven't had any production until now. We need to show them that we are capable of providing the volume of large volume of hydrogen. So it's a little bit of chicken and egg problem. Should they as off-takers define their needs first and wait for us to fulfill this need? Or the other way around, should we show our capability to produce hydrogen and then they can commit to the offtake? This is a challenging aspect. But not only this, there's more about the challenges. This technology, it's not very complex, but electrolyzers themselves, they are produced in smaller quantities right now. So manufacturers are working on expanding the manufacturing capacity, and this takes time. So the delivery time of this component is long, but not only this. Traditional transformer stations, you have to wait sometimes even 30 months for delivering of this component. So there is a challenge to build this plant on time. If you want to build it, you have to provide financing for the project. And you are dealing with a project which banks do not know how to deal with. There are risks which they are not familiar with. And so there is an educational process as well. We have to educate ourselves, and we have to help our partners to educate. So this is a lot is happening in this area. Additionally, there are some legislative documents which are defining what is the green hydrogen, but it needs to be certified. There is no party on the market which knows how to do it. This complexity of the project of the hydrogen in common meat makes it very exciting to work on.
Absolutely. What I'm hearing from you is that, yes, it's a nascent sector and there are risks involved, but in your opinion, do you think that awareness is increasing of these opportunities and people are starting to feel the excitement that you feel?
I think so. It is happening, sometimes too much, because the people tend to think that there is the silver bullet. It can solve all the problems, but this is not it. We need all kind of a combination of all kind of methods to decarbonize industry. And hydrogen is good for certain type of problems.
It's a great segue into my next question, which is, what are the other technologies or solutions that you think will play a role in Poland's decarbonization journey?
Definitely need to work on energy storage. This is happening. This is starting in Poland. There is a lot of large-scale projects being defined. And they are applying for, but we need this. And we need it mainly because our grid is not ready for large penetration of renewables. It is a very big challenge to obtain connection conditions in basically everywhere in Poland, providing the electricity, but also for consuming large quantities. Hydrogen can be a challenge, obviously. We need to find a place to connect where there's the right infrastructure, but it can also help in the time when there is an excess of electricity from renewables. We can switch on, go to the higher mode of operation, and then produce more, helping with it to reduce the stress.
There have been some naysayers when it comes to hydrogen, perhaps saying that for generation it's not the best use of the atom. What is your personal opinion on that?
I strongly believe that this is a solution to some of the problems. I'm a mechanical engineer specializing in energy business, and I know all the calculations, all their colleagues have been showing you that the energy efficiency of the process is very low, meaning that we are losing so much electricity. But what we see on the market is that this electricity is lost anyway because we are limiting the sources to produce in the daylight today. For instance, we are meeting in Warsaw. It's very, very good weather, sunny. You have excess of electricity. It will be lost anyway. So we are taking this opportunity and we can solve other problems with this. This is not a silver bullet, as I said before, but it will be important element of the decarbonization.
Radek, I'd like to ask for your personal view on something. As Enlit on the Road, we've been traveling around Poland and doing site visits and really connecting with people to understand the stories around the energy transition. One of the themes that has been reoccurring throughout these conversations is the impact that decarbonization is having on the people. So it's not just about changing technologies, it's about changing society and culture and mindset. So this is a massive change. How are you experiencing that day to day in terms of your role?
You know, this transition, any transition, is difficult. Any change is difficult because we are not used to change. We like stable conditions. But some people, like myself, are driven by the change, by the challenge and the opportunity to face new difficulties. You know? And of course, there is some resistance, but I also see excitement, a lot of energy in people who are seeing that we can use this opportunity to develop more and to make a step forward in the development of the country. Our collaboration with local universities help as well to create new knowledge in Poland and show that we have some more to offer. Poland is known for very educated workforce. And we can provide, as the country, as the economy, we can provide a lot to decarbonize our country, but also to become a leader, local leader of decarbonization.
Do you have any final thoughts that you would like to share with our listeners about what you are busy with in terms of here at Pol Energia, your future plans?
I would like to say to everyone that we need to work on this transition very hard. It's an exciting area. It's something we can develop in this area. And I can only suggest that energy business is the business to be right now, to develop, to find a career in this area. Definitely having a blast.
Energy business is the place to be. I think that's a great way to conclude our conversation. Radek, thank you so much for joining us. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us. Until next time. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Energy Transitions Podcast, brought to you by Enlit and Friends. That's a wrap from me, Pamela Log, and our producer, Kamo Motse. We hope you can join us next time. Visit enlit.world or subscribe for more episodes.